Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Hi, my naam is Philippine. Skakel elke woensdagoggend tussen 9 en 11 in vir Coffee Date met Philippine. Ja, jy het reg gehoor. So sit die ketel aan, maak die koffie, skop die skoene uit en geniet.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
En op daardie noot groet ek elke koffie tyd luisteraar. Welkom, welkom, welkom. Ons skop die nuwe jaar af met so bietjie van 'n verandering. Ons eer die naam van die Here vir oggend, want dit is ook ons tema vir oggend. Ouwe Vader, so goeiemôre aan een en elkeen van oggend. Ja, die eerste koffiedייט program vir Januarie 2022. Ek groet julle in geen ander naam, maar in die wondersoete naam van Koning Jesus, die naam bo alle name. Is julle gereed vir 'n wonderlike program wat voor lê? Ja, soos julle gehoor het, my gaste is al reeds in die ateljee, niemand anders nie as Pastor Gershon Tuis en sy lieflike vroutjie Pastor Wina Tuis, en gaan hulle nie vandag vir ons seën rondom die tema Ouwe Vader nie. Baie, baie opgewonde om saam met julle hierdie nuwe jaar te kan ingaan en net te weet, God is in beheer. Hoe gaan dit vanoggend met een en elkeen? Hou julle nog lekker vakansie? Of is daar van julle wat al terug is by die werk? Wel, hier sê Mary Samuels, goeiemôre lei die PM, seënwense vir u en al ons koffiedייט maatjies vir 2022, stellies is in die huis. Dankie, dankie, dankie Mary Samuels. Dis wonderlik om vir jou, jy is die eerste, hoe kan ek sê, die eerste luisteraar wat ons so pragtige nuwejaars boodskapie deurgestuur het. Dis wonderlik, welkom, welkom, welkom. Ja, nee, kyk, Mary Samuels is altyd in die huis. En ja, ek weet nie van julle nie, maar ek kan skars op my stoel sit. So opgewonde is ek oor wat die Here vandag weer eens gaan doen. So daar vanuit Woester, Bothaville, Bellville, waar is ons nog, Milnerton en soveel ander plekke, die strand, Eerste Rivier, Blue Downs, wil ek môre sê ook daar aan die mense in Parel. Ek wil een en elkeen 'n baie, baie geseënde en 'n voorspoedige 2022 toe wens. Ja, die jaar wat verby is, die 2 jare wat verby is, was nie maklik nie, maar ons kan regtig waar getuig van die goedheid en van die getrouheid van die Here. Die feit dat jy nog vanoggend ingeskakel kan wees, die feit dat jy vanoggend kan inluister, die feit dat die Here vir jou nog 'n dag gegee het, dit is regtig waar genade bo genade. En ons kan dit vir die Here sê baie dankie. Ons kan ons seëninge begin tel, maar ons dink ook aan hulle wie geliefdes aan die dood afgestaan het in hierdie uitdagende tyd, en ons bly biddend vir hulle. Nou ja, is julle gereed? Is julle gereed? Ek dink u kan vanoggend saam met my stem oor dit wat Michael Miller nou gaan sing. Ek dink u kan regtig waar saam met my stem. As jy terugkyk op hierdie jaar, dit was nie maklik nie, maar die Here het u deurgedra through it all. Dit is waarmee Michael vandag vir julle wil bemoedig. Michael Miller sing die lied Through It All. Wees geseend. Through it all. Deur die hele jaar, deur 2021, het hy ons veilig deurgedra. Die pragtige lied gesing deur niemand anders nie as Michael Miller, die tyd nou 15 minute 9:15 presies en jy's ingeskakel op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Die stasie wat vir jou hoop in 'n hopelose situasie bring. Nou ja, koffiedייט word natuurlik met trots aangebied deur Intercape Busvervoerdiens. Hulle is veilig, betroubaar en bekostigbaar. Vir meer inligting kontak hulle by www.intercape.co.za. Natuurlik luister jy na die program Koffiedייט met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM en my gaste is gereed om vandag vir u te kom sê net wat die Here gesê het. Kom ek lees gou net hierdie pragtige boodskapie wat deurgekom het. Onse Vader, amen. God is ons Vader. Sy sê goeiemiddag. Goeiemiddag Lady P en gaste. Ag, ek wens ek kon nog tot die middag toe hier aangebly het. Geseënde program. Ons luister genade, baie liefde en dit kom van die Green familie. En hulle seën ons met Psalm 91. Baie dankie. Die Green familie is in die huis. Yes, en ons sê welkom. Hier sê iemand, goeiemôre uit die PM. Groete aan u en u gaste. Seëninge aan u en elkeen by die radiostasie vir die nuwe jaar 2022. Dit is net God se genade wat ons deurgedra het. Mag die Here saam met julle wees in hierdie jaar. Dankie vir die seëning wat u is vir ons as luisteraars. Geseënde dag. Dit kom natuurlik van Samantha en familie. Samantha en familie is in die huis en ons sê welkom aan al die getroue luisteraars wie altyd so getrou ingeskakel is. Ons waardeer julle opreg. Nou ja, nou is dit my voorreg. Ek het hulle nou lank laat wag, is my voorreg om vandag hierdie besondere twee gaste hier te hê. Niemand anders nie as Pastor Gershon Tuis en sy lieflike vroutjie Edwina Tuis. Welkom.
Goeiemôre Lady PM. Wat 'n voorreg om hier te wees en groet aan al die luisteraars wat vanmôre inluister.
Amen.
Goeiemôre Lady PM. Ek hou daarvan as u sê in die huis. Ek is baie bly om hier te wees
vanoggend. Ag, wonderlik. En natuurlik soos ek altyd sê, is die rooi tapijt vir julle uitgelê. Nou Pastor Gershon het ook gesê ons moet hom so hier en daar. Hy sê hy kan homself beter uitbeeld of hy kan homself beter express in Engels. So Pastor Gershon, wow, it's such an honor to have you here. I know the last time we were still in hard lockdown
yes.
And I had to just, you know, we had to have an telephonic interview.
Yes.
But praise God, you were willing to do that. And today we have the opportunity to have you with us in studio together with your wife.
What a privilege. That's Amen. A beautiful honor to have my wife with me today
Amen.
As well. Thank you so much.
Amen. Ja, luister as die verrassingkie. Sy vrou is saam met hom vandag. Sy rib is hier.
Amen.
Pastor Gershon, tell us more about the man. The person, Pastor Gershon, when you take off the mantle, mm-hmm. Tell us a bit more about yourself.
You know, I would like to think of myself as just a normal guy.
Amen.
You know, that strives to do his best to live for God and live for my family, do the best for them. And so my wife is with me this morning, Edwina. I'm the husband of one wife, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also the father of two beautiful girls, Michaela and Zoe. And I think they're listening in this morning and just sending regards to them. But, you know, for us, or for me personally, you know, life is just about doing the will of God, and that our lives inspire others to move closer to the Lord and move closer to Him in terms of understanding Him for who
Amen.
He is and how He loves
Amen.
Each and every one of us.
Amen. And now over to His beautiful wife. Tell us a bit more about yourself, Pastor Edwina. Welcome once again.
Goeiemôre luisteraars. Ek gaan Afrikaans praat. Ek is Afrikaans in my sê.
Lekker.
Ek is Edwina Chase, kind van God, die heel eerste. En dan is ek 'n vrou van Gershon Chase.
Mm-hmm.
En dan ook 'n ma van Michaela en Zoe Chase. So, wat kan ek sê van myself? Ek is maar net Edwina en ek staan langs my man nie, agter my man nie.
Pragtig.
En ons staan saam in bediening en dan ook het ek hierdie jaar is ek nou regtig voltyds onderwyser van die grondslagfase, so die Here het my deurgedra. Het my werk gaan los om te gaan studeer, want die Here het gesê haal daai voetjies uit die boot en loop op die water. En ek het dit gedoen. So ek is dankbaar vir die Here vir die genade wat hy my kon gee.
Sjoe. Dit is awesome. Dit is so awesome en baie geluk op die prestasie.
Hey,
wat is die graad wat u behaal het? Ek weet u is 'n baie humble mens, maar deel dit tog net met ons asseblief.
Dis 'n BE graad vir die grondslagfase.
Ja. Wonderlik. Baie. Ons sê vir die Here baie dankie. Ons, as dit nie vir die Here was nie,
amen,
kan regtig waar getuig waar sou u gewees het. Nou ja, luisterers, as jy net so pas ingeskakel het, ek gesels vandag met Pastor Gershon Tuis en sy vroutjie het hom ook op hom aangesluit en ons praat rondom die tema Onse Vader. Now, Pastor Gershon, when you look back upon your own life and the challenges you and your family were facing, you can truly testify about the faithfulness of our Father. Mm-hmm. Please share.
It is. There's so much that one can share, but my wife just shared with you that she just finished a degree at the end of 2021, and that was a span of 4 years. Mm. Almost in the middle of that 4 years, 2019. We were faced with a situation. She's a full-time student. I'm unemployed. Mm. You know, bond needs to be paid. All those things need to happen. The kids are at school. And it's in those moments, I believe, that you see the faithfulness of God as our Father. Today, I'm working in the WCED besides being a pastor. And it would not have happened if my wife had stepped out in obedience to the word of the Lord.
Awesome.
In 2019, in August, she's doing a practical at the school. She sees a notice on the board. She sends me the picture, says, apply for this job.
Mm.
Now, that moment, there had been multiple times I'd applied to the WCED. And I get the job. As I walk in on the 10th of August into the interview, the Spirit of the Lord says, this is your job.
Sure.
And I said to the Lord, the lady said in the interview, they'll let me know by Friday. But that was a Wednesday. I said, Lord, if this is you, confirm it today, and they will call me. 2:40 that same day, the Lord called, the people called and said, you have got the job. And so what I'm trying to say is that when we step out in obedience to God, He shows His faithfulness, that every step we take, regardless of how impossible it looks at the beginning or the situation seems to be, when we move out in obedience, He shows His faithfulness as Father. And He steps up and He provides.
Amen. Nou ja, luisteraars, daar hoor julle nou van ons voorsiener wat ons nooit teleerstel nie. Pastor Gersh, is there anything specific that you are most grateful for what God has done in your life?
I think it's the best platform I have today to honor Him.
Amen.
For who He is in my life, but also in our life in terms of ministry and family. God has shown us so much of who He is, and I'm just thankful for God that I can know Him. You know, there's a lot of things that I can be grateful for, but all of them stem right back to God as the source of everything. So I'm just thankful to be called a child of God more than anything else.
Amen. Pastor Gersh, your wife, I call her a power wife.
Yes.
She's sitting here next to you today, and she supports your ministry all the way. Can you please share with us about your ministry, what it is all about? What do you do out there, you know, to proclaim Jesus Christ to the people, to share the gospel with the people?
Well, I think we have a dual ministry.
Wonderful.
Firstly, it started out with music ministry. So we also music ministers. Mm. Both of us sing and we worship in church together. I'm still praying that the Lord will help her to join me on stage one day.
Amen.
And then we share a ministry in Camelot, the AFM church in Camelot. We're the senior pastoral couple there. And God has just been so great. And I thank God for a wife that supports me and a wife that I can support, that we don't have a situation where ministry is not shared. But I think the thing that has really come to light in the last few years is couples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great passion for us, because we want to see people have great marriages and great lives together. And I think that's the area God is beginning to use us more in of late. But just a shout out to the Camelot family. We always say Camelot is a place to grow and a place Amen. To belong. So I know they are listening. God bless Wonderful. You. We love you. Yes.
Amen. So ja, die mense van Camelot, AFM Kerk, laat hoor van julle, laat hoor van julle. Die WhatsApp lyn 0817291657. Ek herhaal 0817291657 as julle vandag deel wil kom uitmaak van hierdie pragtige, pragtige woord wat vandag gaan deur gespeel gaan word en ek weet dat mense baie geseend gaan wees. Ek wil net gou 'n stemnotetjie lees wat deur gekom het en dan gaan ons voort. Wonderlik om vandag vir julle elkeen weer hier terug te hê op Koffiedייט 2022.
Good morning Lady PM listeners and guest in studio this morning. I just want to say I'm tuned in. Yes, my coffee and looking forward to a beautiful program this morning. As always, so blessed. Yeah, I love the song by Michael Miller, Through It All. Wow, praise God. 2021 was a bit of, was a challenging year. But yes. Praise God, He brought us through the year. And through it all, we are still standing. Amen. Amen. So thank you so much for a blessed program this morning. Amen. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. Amina Jewel.
The Queen of Gospel Jazz, none other than Amina Jewel, is in the house. Welcome, welcome, Amina. Yes, she is in the house. Laat ik dit net recht krijg. So nice to have you with us. Amen. Thank you for your words of encouragement. En die boodskap is, kom nou deur. Ek sê vir julle, daar is geen keer aan hierdie luisteraars nie. Hulle is so dierbaar. Kom ons sien wat, luister gou wat sê hierdie persoon. Kom ons lees. You are blessed, Lady Philippine. Rule with the heart of a servant. Serve with the heart of a king. Pastor Chris. Prachtig, prachtig. Al die pad daarvan. Pearly Beach. Pastor Chris. Baie, baie welkom. Lekker om weer van u te hoor. Wow. Welkom. Sjoe, Pearly Beach mense. Dit is 'n pragtige plek hoor. En Pastor Chris spog altyd so oor Pearly Beach. Good morning, Lady P and Pastor Gershon and his wife. I am tuned in this morning. AFM Delft is in the house. And this is Willeen Jansen. Ah, welkom. Kyk hoe smile hulle nou. Hulle smile hierso. Want nee, kyk, hier kom hulle nou sterk deur. Yes, Willeen, nice to have you with us once again. She's in the house. And ek weet nie van julle nie, maar ek weet net die Here gaan iets wonderlik doen vandag. Ek is net so opgewonde. Pastor Gus, tell us about your community projects.
We are very involved in Camelot, and specifically in youth development. One of the things we did last year specifically is five soccer through our regional youth department. And so this year, there's a greater move for social development in our community.
Beautiful.
And a greater move to minister specifically to young adults. And so those are the projects that are new this year. But other than that, we are focused on celebrating our veterans. We call them veterans. We don't call them senior citizens. We have a yearly program for them, our children on a yearly basis. So it's the things that are basic to most ministries, but those are focuses for us. And this year, we're just moving it forward. And so the whole influence or the idea is to impact, to ignite, and to influence people for the glory of God.
Amen. So important to reach out to the community. Ja, ons moet regtig waar soms verby ons omstandighede kyk. We need to look past our own circumstances just to reach the lost at any cost. Nou ja, luisteraars, goeiemôre weer eens aan een en elkeen as julle nou ingeskakel het. Dis is die program Koffiedייט met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Dit is die eerste program vir Januarie Koffiedייט 2022. En ek kyk terug en ek sê vir die Here dankie vir sy hand van bewaring en genade selfs oor hierdie program. Kan dit nie sonder hom doen nie, wil dit nie sonder hom doen nie, sal dit nooit sonder hom doen nie en moet dit ooit nooit sonder hom doen nie. Ons gaan luister, ons gaan net so 'n paar attentiebreuke hê en 'n pragtige lied gesing deur Mahalia Buchanan, Heal Me Jesus, en dan is ons terug en dan gaan ons direk na die woord toe. Ons gaan direk na die woord toe, so bly ingeskakel. Yes, Kaapse Kansel is sigbaar in die Wes-Kaap. Ons advertensieborde is oral op. Neem 'n foto van waar jy dit sien en stuur dit na 0817291657. Besoek 729 Kaapse Kansel op Facebook en Instagram en lewer daar kommentaar op die video wat sê, het jy ons raak gesien? 729 Kaapse Kansel, jou daaglikse reisgenoot. Dit was nou sommer so 'n lekker inleiding om vir julle net meer bewuste van kan maak dat julle moet vir ons laat weet waar het julle ons advertensieborde gesien. Ja, nie baie opgewondenheid vanoggend hier in die ateljee. En ons het na die pragtige lied geluister van Mahalia Buchanan, Heal Me Jesus. Wat 'n gepaste lied. Ek was so weggevoer. Ek was regtig wat weggevoer, Pastor Gershon Thuis.
Wow, powerful stuff, man.
Wat kan u sê van die lied? Ek weet u borrel om iets te sê.
Oh, once again, God is just able Amen. To do exceedingly abundantly. And for him just to come in our lives and heal Amen. Us and touch us. Amen. Oh, Amen. What a powerful song.
Amen. I agree with you. Nou ja, luisteraars, as jy so pas ingeskakel het, dit is die program Koffiedייט met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. En jy is ingeskakel op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel. Maak Kaapse Kansel 729 AM jou daglikse reisgenoot. En die boodskapies vloei, Nee, kyk, dit vloei hier behoorlik. Ja, Pastor Chris het so 'n bietjie inligting gegee oor die Joodse kalender, die jaar 5782. Hy sê die Hebreëse betekenis van 80 is gelyk aan mond. Spreek tussen hakkies. 2 simboliseer Jesus. Ook simboliseer dit verhouding. Ons moet in hierdie jaar 'n dieper verhouding gaan met Jesus. Ek stem saam, Pastor Chris. Ons moet spreek wat hy wil hê ons moet spreek. Proklameer en verklaar God se koninkryk. Nou ja, 5 plus 7, hier gee vir ons alles baie mooi duidelik deur. 5 plus 7 plus 8 plus 2 is 22. En ons is in die jaar 2022. Wow. Hy sê, lees wat sê Handelinge 2 vers 22. Miracle, signs and wonders. Dit is vir hierdie jaar. Vat dit van Pastor Chris. Die enige woord, of hy sê die enigste woord wat 222 keer in die woord voorkom is wisdom.
Yeah.
Wat kan ons sonder goddelike wysheid doen? Pastor Chris, u is so in die kol, want dit is ook 'n boodskap wat ek later gaan deurbring. Nou ja, kom ons kyk, wie wil nog met ons gesels? Wie is opgewonde om in die huis te wees? Goeiemôre uit die PM en luisteraars, geseënde en voorspoedige nuwe jaar. Mag sy goedheid en genade u dra in 2022. Die toekomstige heerlikheid van hierdie huis, wow, sal groter wees as die vroeëre, sê die Here van die leerskare, en op hierdie plek sal ek vrede spreek. Die Here, sê die Here van die leerskare, hy gaan vrede gee. En dit kom uit, oh, dit is een van my gunsteling skrifte, Haggai 2 vers 9. Cynthia van Potterville, sy is in die huis. Welkom Cynthia, wat 'n gepaste woord, 'n woord wat ons nog onlangs gehoor het in ons bediening. Ek is werklik waar, ek kan sien hierdie luisteraars is ingestel, hierdie luisteraars gee vandag net bevestiging van dit wat al reeds uitgegaan het. Maar nou ja, my gaste vandag in die ateljee, niemand anders nie as Pastor Gershon Thuis en sy lieflike vrou Pastor Edwina Thuis. En nou gaan ons onmiddellik oor na ons tema vandag, die Our Father. Pastor Gersh, welcome once again. We are going to start with these powerful words, Our Father. And I would like you to share this with our listeners about this powerful prayer. But let us start with Our Father.
Amen. What a privilege it is to just share some thoughts around this word and what a word it is. And rightfully so, I think Pastor Chris has made us understand that we are needing to move into a more close and more significant relationship with the Lord in this year. And I think this model of prayer that Jesus gives us is a right way to move closer
Amen.
Into that relationship with God. But from the onset in this portion of scripture, verse 9, Jesus says, pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven. And so from the onset, Jesus makes a very clear distinction or creates the implication of relationship. You don't call anyone father. You don't call anyone father. There has to be that relationship. And so it's not just any relationship, but of a father and a child.
Amen.
And so I can refer to myself and say I'm a father of two beautiful girls. They are not always the most obedient. They are not always the most well-behaved. But the fact that I am their father and that they are my children distinguishes my relationship with them from any other relationship. And so too, when we come to God and we acknowledge Him as our Father, we distinguish the relationship. It is not just any father, but now it says our Father who is in heaven. Amen. And it distinguishes this relationship from any other father in our life, but this is our Heavenly Father. And likewise, I believe that when we approach our relationship with God differently than our other relationships, it allows us to understand who He is, what He desires, and how He longs for us to know Him. God is not a stranger. He's not just an acquaintance. Amen. He's not just like a father. God is our Father.
Amen.
Who longs to have a relationship with you and I.
Wonderful, wonderful. Wow, luisteraars, ek is gesit, ek is opgesit vir hierdie woord vandag. Ek weet, dat gaan ons nog soveel, soveel dieper vat, wat Pastor Gersh met ons wil gesels, en ek wil nie hierdie woord onderbreek nie, Pastor Gersh. I just want you to continue, and let's go over to the second point. Who art in heaven? Who art in heaven?
Amen.
Wow.
So now Jesus, here in this year, I believe Jesus helps to set a further distinction. So the first one was relationship, our Father. But now He wants us to bring us to recognition of God as our Heavenly Father.
Come on.
And so God is not a man that He should lie. God is not infallible. God can't fail. God is infallible, shall I say. God is omnipotent. Omnipotent. He is omniscient. He's omnipresent. So He is incomparable. He is more than enough.
Amen.
He is my refiner, my healer, my provider, my protector, my intervener, my advocate, my, the righteous judge, my savior, my redeemer, my friend. All of that is in my Father God.
Amen.
And so when I recognize Him as my Father, but who art in heaven, He is not of this world. He is not like any other person I know. He doesn't do things in the normal sense. The impossible is His daily thing.
Amen.
It's what He specializes in. And so it brings us to reverence. It brings us to recognize His majesty. It brings us to give glory that He deserves unto Him alone. He is not just a man. He is God,
Amen.
The Father, seated in heaven.
Sure.
For He is great, greatly to be praised, highly exalted above the earth. Yes, He is our Father, but His kingdom is not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Woo. Luisteraars, ons is vanoggend in die diens. Ons is in die diens, ja nee. Ons hou kerk hier op koffiedate. En ek is so opgewonde, En ek weet die luisteraars sit daar en hulle het hulle Bybels oopgemaak by Matteus 6 vers 9 tot 13. Matteus 6 vers 9 tot 13. En ek raak so opgewonde as dit by die woord van die Here kom. Dan val ek sommer so oor die woorde.
Sure.
And it is just so awesome to break this up today.
Yeah.
Every line of God's word, there's power.
Indeed.
So let's go to the next one. Hallowed be thy name. We're going deeper.
Hallelujah. I believe with the next portion, Jesus calls our attention to the aspect of adoration. So that we understand that when we hallow the name of God, when we adore Him, when we acknowledge just that in that name is so much.
Yes.
In the name of God.
Sure.
We're not speaking about what He does or who He is. Just His name alone deserves to be adored. And so Jesus continues here to help us see the need to adore God.
Amen.
His name as holy. That He is holy.
Amen.
That there's no name like the name. There's no other name like God. He is worthy to be praised. So I think to adore something or someone is more than just admire.
Yes.
God is not something I just admire. It's not something like puppy love that is infatuation. I adore Him. I set Him high. Because He is bigger than my problem.
Amen.
He is bigger than my sickness.
Yes.
He is bigger than my struggle. He is bigger than my fear. bigger than my pain. And so therefore, his name should be adored, should be exalted, should be lifted.
Amen.
It is above all things.
Yes. Yes.
So there's no name higher.
Hallelujah.
There's no name equal. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And so this is just what I believe when we say, hallowed be thy name, that we set his name higher than anything.
Amen.
That I can speak his name in every situation, and I am convinced of the fact that it will change that situation by just giving the adoration and reverence and awe that the name of God deserves.
Wow. Amen. Listeners, I just feel the need to do this now. Right where you are, just lift up your hands. Mm.
Jesus.
And just hallow the name of Jesus, because it is the name above any other name. Let us just exalt his name right now, right there where you are. And I know that any situation that you might be facing now, if you just call on the name of Jesus, the name above any other name, what will it do, Pastor Gersh? I just want you to encourage the listeners, if you call upon that name.
At the name of the Lord, demons tremble.
Hallelujah.
At the name of God, sicknesses are changed, and you are that condition this morning will change, and God will bring healing, God will bring provision,
Amen.
God will open
Amen.
Doors, God will raise the standard that the flood that the enemy has brought in your life seems to pose, but God will raise the standard. God will bring the breakthrough. He will establish his anointing and his presence in your life. He will just envelop you and cover you and just bring about a shift in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Right where you are.
Hallelujah.
Call upon his name, lift his name, exalt Hallelujah. His name, and bring his name into your space where you are.
Hallelujah.
And that space cannot be the same, because the power of his name will shift the atmosphere, will break through every yoke in the name of Jesus. I believe it right now. Just call upon his name.
Hallelujah.
Just bring Father God into your space,
Hallelujah.
Into your need, into your situation, even as you face sickness right now.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Father, we adore you, we exalt you,
Hallelujah.
And we give you praise,
Hallelujah.
For your name is great, greatly to be praised.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is just prompting me now to ask you to pray for those who are sick in the body, Pastor
Hallelujah.
Jean.
Please, oh, Father, we bless your name that we can come to you and bring every listener before your throne of grace. The Bible says that by the stripes that were placed on the back of Jesus, that we are healed, Father God. By his stripes we are healed. And so we call upon the power that is in the name of our God, the power that is in the name of Jesus. And we speak over every condition, over every ailment, over every sickness in the name of Jesus, over every pain right now, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you will move, Holy Spirit, and touch every listener now in the name of Jesus. We break the yoke of sickness, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Conditions that have been carrying on for a long time, that we are only treating it, O God, but we never see that it comes to an end. We declare today healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will intervene now, oh God, as the listeners lay their hands on that place, as their hands are lifted up. Father God, do the work of healing, that which only you can do, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
People are healed right now in Jesus'
name.
Yes. Receive
Amen.
It and believe it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor Gersh. Luisteraars, wat 'n oggend, wat 'n atmosfeer in die ateljee. Ons kan niks sonder die Heilige Gees doen nie. So hy kry vanoggend sy regmatige plek en hy kry vanoggend die platform.
Jesus.
Hy kry dit vanoggend. Hy en hy alleen. Ons is maar net nederige instrumente. Maar nou net so vinnige breek, ons luister na Perfekte Vader, so gepas gesing deur Glo.
Halleluja.
Jy is ingeskakel op Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Ek hoop jy geniet die program Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Ons het geluister na die pragtige lied Perfekte Vader, gesing deur Glo. Kom ons luister gou hierna.
Waardeer met inligting. Maar hoeveel van hierdie inligting bring werklik geestelike groei of bemoediging? Kaapse Kansel is jou Christelike radiostasie met die roeping om jou geestelik toe te rus vir die dag van môre. Met meer as net preke en getuienisse, verken ons saam die woord. Gesels oor aktuele onderwerpe en fokus op die versterking van familiebande. Luister reg oor die Weskaap op 729 AM. Dit is AM of MW, nie FM nie. Besoek ons webtuiste en laai ons toep af. So luister jy wêreldwyd na ons. Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, jou daaglikse reisgenoot.
Ja, en as jy meer wil weet oor Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, gaan kyk gerus op Facebook waar ons video vir jou meer vertel van alles wat jy op hierdie stasie se klankgolwe kan verwag. Die video is so 'n klein bussie wat op reis is en lewer asseblief kommentaar deur jou naam en van in die kommentaarblokkie te tik van waar jy luister en van waar jy luister. 729 Kaapse Kansel jou daaglikse reisgenoot. Nou ja, luisteraars, wonderlik om vandag my gaste hier te hê, niemand anders nie as Pastor Gershwin Tuis en Edwina Tuis, en hulle het so 'n verrassingkie vir ons voorberei. En ek gaan die dirigent wees. Ek dink ek moet die dirigent wees. 1, 2, 3.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ja, nee, kyk, kyk, kyk. Hulle kan ook sing en hulle mag maar sing. En ons gaat later ook na 'n pragtige lied van Pastor Gershwin Tuis luister. En hy gaan nog lekker met ons gesels oor hierdie, oh ja, hy gaan gesels oor sy musiek. En dan gaan ons dieper in oor hierdie thema vandag. Tinka Jones is in die huis. En sy het ons so 'n pragtige, pragtige boodskapie gestuur. Sy sê, the Bible is the only book where the author is in love with the reader.
Amen.
Is dit nie prachtig nie, Tinka? Dankie, Tinka. Sy sê, what an exciting year to enter anew with our Father and the Word who became flesh for us. Baie, baie dankie. Tinka Jones is in die huis, al die pad daarvan, Robertson. Wonderlik, Tinka, om vir jou ook hier te hê vandag en mag jy 'n wonderlike geseënde nuwe jaar hê en ek spreek 'n oop hemel bo jou. Amen. Waar jy net God se seëninge gaan ontvang. Dankie vir jou getrouheid. Olien Jansen sê in Jesus name amen, I'm receiving it. Dit was die gebed wat Pastor Gershwin gedoen het. Baie dankie Olien dat jy nog steeds ingeskakel is. En hier sê iemand Brother Denzel hier. Kyk hoe smile die my gaste nou. Brother Denzel hier, I'm tuned in, so blessed by the topic of discussion, our Father. Camelot AFM is in the house. En kyk, nou raak my gaste baie opgewonde, want dis natuurlik hulle gemeentelede wat nou inskakel en ons is so bly om vandag vir julle hier te hê op die program Coffee Date. Thank you so much and welcome. Nou ja, luisteraars, ons is nog steeds besig om die Onse Vader op te breek. And now we come to a very important part, Pastor Gersh. I love this line, thy kingdom come. Over to you, Pastor Gersh.
You know, this is such a wonderful part of this prayer that Jesus gives us the model. And for me, thy kingdom come represents anticipation.
Wow.
Anticipation. There needs to be anticipation in the heart and the spirit of the children of God.
Amen.
If we call ourselves children of God and God is our Father, where we move, we believe He moves with us. And there's an anticipation in the atmosphere always that where God is, something is about to happen.
Amen.
So if we know God, and so when we recognize His Lordship, when we live in acknowledgement of who He is, there should be an anticipation or an expectation of manifestation.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I'm going to say that one again. There should be, when we live in acknowledgement of who He is, there should be an anticipation or expectation of a manifestation. And so there's an anticipation of intervention. There's an anticipation of provision. There's an anticipation of breakthrough. There's an anticipation that God will go before me. That God goes into battle on my behalf.
Amen.
That God stands in the gap for me. His kingdom comes down. Wow. You have the access of the entire fleet or entire legion of the armies of heaven at your disposal. And when you call upon His name, the kingdom of God just comes down and overwhelms everything in your life. So much so that you can expect, anticipate, the outcome will be in your favor.
Amen.
I need to anticipate that God's dominion, God's power, God's authority is expressed through my life,
amen,
but also over my life. Thy kingdom come.
Beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Thy kingdom come. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor Gersh. And now we continue with Thy will be done. Something not so easy, not so easy. To allow God's perfect will to be done in our lives, please share with the listeners.
I think this one is a little bit more difficult because the onus is so much on God as it is on us.
That's right.
And so here, Jesus helps us understand that we need to live a life of consecration.
Amen.
That in this part of the prayer, Jesus gives clear direction that our life requires consistent consecration to God, implying that we have to make a conscious and willing decision to dedicate our soul, our mind, our heart, our body, our lives unto God. So that our motives and ambitions, our desires and our longings, our plans, everything that we want to do is submitted to the will of God.
Amen.
That it is not done, it is not embarked upon, it is not it's not a road that we travel down unless we have the conviction of the Holy Spirit that this is the will of God.
Amen.
And so I make sure that every aspect of my life is placed under submission to God's leading and will. And this is a very, very crucial thing that we need to understand. Our lives are to be in the hand of God.
Amen.
Our words are to be inspired by God.
Amen.
Our thoughts need to be about Him always. Our actions need to show that He is Lord of our lives.
Amen.
And so we need to express this, that the will of God is done through everything we do because our lives are consecrated, set apart, dedicated, given fully unto Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow, wow. Luisteraars, ek hoop dat julle is regtig waar so blessed met wat vanoggend hier uitgaan die woord van die Here. Wow, 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 wow. Daar is maar net nie soos, daar's niemand, daardie woord spreek van waarheid, man.
Amen.
Iemand anders kan vir jou dinge beloof en jy word teleurgestel, maar God se beloftes is ja en amen. Ek wil net gou hierdie stemnotetjie lees of luister. Kom ons luister na hierdie stemnotetjie wat ek gou vir u gaan speel en bly ingeskakel.
Goeiemôre Lady PM. Geseënde nuwe jaar en al wat mooi is vir jou en die familie. Maar Lily en Junita van Stellenbosch ingeskakel. Lief vir jou. Lekker dag. Bye.
Ah, baie dankie. Dankie maar Lily en Junita en dankie ook vir die pragtige, pragtige prentjies wat julle gestuur het. Ag, julle is meer as welkom. Baie dankie dat julle ingeskakel is. So nou gaan ons luister na Pastor Gershon Tuis se pragtige lied waaroor hierdie tema vandag gaan. En dit is niks anders, die lied sê dit self. Dit is net Our Father. Geskryf deur Pastor Gershon Tuis? Nie? Okay, ons gesels later daaroor. Maar kom ons raak stil voor die Here terwyl ons hierdie lied luister, Our Father.
Our Father, which
Dis reg, dit is jou daglikse reisgenoot, Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, jou gunsteling radiostasie, en dit is die program Coffee Date met jou dienende gasvrou, Lady PM. Wat 'n pragtige lied was dit nou nie om ons Vader te vereer nie. Ou Vader, gesing deur my gas vandag, Pastor Gershon Thys. Hier sê iemand, goeiemôre Lady Sonneblom, geseende 2022 met Coffee Date, welkom aan gaste, Amen, amen op die geseende gebed. I take it with both hands. Dit kom van Jeanette van Vlottenburg op Stellenbosch. Sy is in die huis. Welkom, welkom Jeanette. En sy stuur so 'n pragtige, pragtige prentjie hier. I give God all the glory.
Amen.
Yes, dit is wat ons moet doen. Al die eer behoort na niemand anders nie, aan die Here. En hier sê Tinka, dit is so mooi gesing uit die hart. Beautiful. En sy beaam eintlik wat my vorige luisteraar nou gesê, die vorige luisteraar, all praises and glory to our Father. Waleen sê, wow, my trane in haar oor, amen. Powerful song, Pastor Thys. May God bless your ministry, always a blessing. Shoo, my trane loop, Lady P. Ja, ek verstaan heeltemal, Waleen. Dit is wat die salving van die Here doen, dit is wat die teenwoordigheid van die Here doen. Nou ja, luister, as ek gesels nog steeds met Pastor Gershon Thys, ek wil op hierdie geleentheid wil ek net gou sy kontakbesonderhede deurgee as jy belangstel om te weet waar kan ons Pastor Gershon se musiek bekom. Ons gaan nog later ook daar kortliks daaroor gesels. Nou ja, jy kan vir hom kontak. Kry jou pen gereed, kry jou stukkie papier gereed of sit dit sommer direk op jou foon. Jy kan hom kontak op 071-88-7071. Ek herhaal 071-88-7071. En jy kan hom ook gaan besoek op Facebook, Gershon Thys. Maar kom ek spel gou hierdie Gershon vir julle. Jy kry mos twee verskillende soorte. Hierdie een word so gespel, G-E-R-S-C-H-E-N. En Thys word ook anders te gespel. Thys is net T-H-Y-S. Kom ek herhaal, Gershon Thys, G-E-R-S-C-H-E-N, Thys, T-H-Y-S. Nou ja, ek sien hier's mense wat nog in o is, hulle is in 'n groot verwondering van wat nou gebeur het, en ek kan vir u sê, dit is net die Heilige Gees wat so 'n atmosfeer kan skep. Hier sê Amina Jewel, beautiful song, praise God. I am so encouraged and inspired by your program this morning, dear Phil. Pastor Gershon, thank you so much. God bless your ministry abundantly. Amina Jewel, thank you, Amina. She is still in the house. En hoe kan ons hier uitbeweeg met die salwing van die Heilige Gees wat so kragtig vloei? Dit is net onmoontlik. En soos ek altyd sê, we give God all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. Pastor Gersh, let us continue. Please explain to the listeners about the next line of this powerful prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. Welcome once again.
Amen. Wow, it's almost, it's kind of difficult to still speak because it's such an awesome presence here. And that's the beauty about God. His Amen. Presence is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you can feel it right there at home or in your car, or in the office, wherever you're listening. And that's the presence of God. But if we continue, I believe that Jesus focuses our attention on an aspect called conformity, where as we look at the world around us, as we read the headlines, it is clear that we need to be praying that the kingdom dominion of God is established in every sphere of life, in the earth, as it is in heaven. That our homes and our households, again, all across our beloved South Africa, are places where the name of the Lord is called upon, lifted, exalted, and worshipped. Where the seats of government are not occupied by human endeavor and greed or self-enrichment, but is to honor God.
Amen.
Where schools and universities and communities are not places of fear, death, drunkenness, or perversion, but spaces where God loves. We need God's kingdom established not only in our lives, friends, but in the earth,
Amen.
As it is in heaven. We cannot, as believers or as children of God, only be in heaven in our spirit. Yes. We can't only experience God in our spirit. What we experience needs to exude from our hands, from our mouths, from our lives, so that it fills
Amen.
And brings everything around us into that same space of peace, of glory, of majesty, of presence of God. And those spaces are then changed because we have brought heaven with us.
Amen. Amen. And the next one, give us this day our daily bread.
Hallelujah. I like this one so much because I think there's two things that stand out in just that line. Give us, number one, and number two, this day. So there's this whole aspect of supplication where we can go to the Lord and say, God, I am in need. We can speak to the Father and He hears your heart. He sees your needs and He is, like Paul says, I know my God will supply all Amen. My needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. We can ask freely. We don't need to be scared to ask God for anything. We have access and freedom to make a request. So whatever you need, ask the Father.
Amen.
Give us. Number two, there's this, I almost want to say definiteness. I don't even know if that's a proper word, but I want to say definiteness in that this day, our daily bread, this is an implication of a definitive action or that we can ask God specifically. We could even ask Him prescriptively. We can say, Lord, I need you to bless me with 200 rand for this thing. Or Lord, I need you to bless my marriage in this way. I'm asking you to bless my children in this way. Wow. I'm asking you to open a door in this area, if it's thy will. So we can not only just ask God specifically, but we can also indicate the color. We can also indicate the size. We can also indicate the quantity. We can also, because we can say, Lord, what I need this day is what I'm asking for Amen. You to give me right now. So my family this day, my marriage this day, my finances this Amen. Day, my life this day. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let's continue. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Yeah, also I think there's a beautiful thing. Jesus makes about three things in my mind a way to in my spirit. Firstly, penitence and forgive us. Do we still feel sorrow when we sin? Do people still regret and experience regret? Berou as ek gesondig het. Is daar nog hierdie dryf in my wat my oortuig van my sonde en my tot belydenis voor die Vader bring? There's this need. Father, forgive us, understanding that I fail. Understand that I make mistakes. So I need to come and ask God, would you forgive me? I need to repent from my sins. Obligation. So we need to understand that we cannot escape the obligation of our actions placed upon us, especially by our sins, our wrongdoings. There needs to be an ownership and accountability. And how we show accountability for our actions is by repenting.
Mm. Yes.
And so God brings us to that understanding. Jesus says that don't forget that when you speak to the Father, that you need to ask Him to forgive you. But you also need to acknowledge that you were wrong, that you have faulted.
Yes.
I'm responsible for my reaction to things, nobody else. Number three is forgiveness. Mm. To receive forgiveness, I need to practice it.
Amen.
I do not forgive for that person, but I forgive as well so that I may be free.
Amen.
That I do not hold on to the hurt and the pain and the bondage that might be caused of what has happened. So God forgives me regardless of who I am and many times what I've done. So if I can be forgiven, I need to show forgiveness as well.
Amen. Amen. And now we come also to another very important line in the scripture. Lead us not into temptation.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I believe Jesus is speaking to us and saying that our guidance comes from God. God, our Father, is our guide.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Psalm 37:23, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord and He delights in His way.
Mm.
We cannot be righteous out of ourselves or by ourselves.
Mm.
We firstly need the guidance of the Father through His Holy Spirit. And today we need to say, lead us, Lord. Lead us, Father. Lead us in the path of righteousness. Lead us in Thy will. Lead us to a world, to a world in need of You. Lead us to the broken. Lead us to those that are in despair. Lead us to those that need to hear the glory of the wonders of Christ. Lead us to be witnesses. Lead us, Father God. So if we ask Him to lead us daily, He will guide us away from temptation, away from the things that can ensnatch us and entangle us, but we will be led in the path of righteousness. We need guidance from God, which only He provides to keep us from harm and lead us in righteousness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. For thine, for Thine is the kingdom. Over to you, Pastor Gersh.
Praise the Lord. For Thine is the kingdom. Speaks of faith.
Amen.
I believe that You are God.
Mm.
I believe that You are Lord.
Amen.
I believe that You are King. I believe that You are ruler and judge. You are, You were, and You always will be.
Amen. Amen.
Thine is the kingdom. And the power speaks
the power
of humility.
Amen.
Because You are King. You hold all power in Your hands. Father, and I acknowledge and submit to Your power over me and the universe. And the glory, the power that we understand that, listen, before the Lord, you are but a speck of dust. So acknowledge His power in humility. And then it says, and the glory, reverence.
Ah.
You know, I am because of, or rather because of who you are, I give You glory.
Amen, amen, amen.
You are just so amazing, God. Your glory is awesome. And the glory in any case is Yours and Yours alone.
Amen.
Reverence.
Hallelujah.
And then it ends off what's saying forever.
Yes.
And so I submit to you today, listeners, timelessness.
Amen.
Come the Bible on. Helps us understand that He exists outside of time.
Amen.
So the God of Moses is the God of Gershon, is the God of Philippine, is the God of Edwina.
Amen.
He is still the same God.
Hallelujah.
He has not changed, and forever He will be God. Forever He will be on the throne. Forever He will stand. Forever His kingdom shall be victorious. He is, He was, He will always be. The power will always be in His hands. The dominion will always be His. He is timeless.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Gersh, thank you so much. I know that the listeners, they were extremely blessed this morning by this powerful prayer, the Our Father. And I'm telling you, I don't think that people's lives can still be the same after this.
Hallelujah.
This was from the Holy Spirit. I got this word from the Holy Spirit. So thank you so much, Pastor Gersh. Ek lees net gou nog so 'n paar boodskapies hier. Laat ek sien wat sê hierdie persoon vir ons. En dan gaan ons weer so 'n breek neem. En dan gaan Pastor Gersh bietjie met ons kom gesels oor sy musiek. Maar hy gaan eers ook 'n belydenisgebed doen vir Suid-Afrika. So kom ons luister wat sê hierdie persoon.
Ek wil net vanmôre goeiemôre sê aan almal. Dit is so 'n lieflike sonskyn dag in Redelinghuis. Goeiemôre Lady PM. Ek is in die huis.
Hallo Rina.
Geseënde dag vir julle almal en ek vertrou en bid dat hierdie jaar wat so pragtig begin, net so mooi sal eindig.
Amen.
Lief vir julle almal, groete.
Baie dankie Rina van Redelinghuis, altyd so getrou, altyd so getrou. Ingeskakel, ons waardeer jou Rina. Ja nee, kyk hierdie luisteraars. Ons waardeer julle net so opreg dat julle altyd so getrou inskakel en natuurlik met een doel dat die Here ons harte verander, dat die Here ons lewens verander, dat ons uit 'n ander oogpunt hierdie jaar gaan kyk na hoe ons dinge moet benader. So ek wil hê terwyl jy nog 'n koppie koffie gaan geniet, kom ons luister na die volgende lied en net hierna gaan ek vir Pastor Gush vir my belydenisgebed te doen, gaan ons bietjie oor sy musiek gesels en ek sal weer sy kontaknommer ook deurgee aan julle net na hierdie lied. So kom ons luister na 'n baie gepaste lied. Ek glo in wat môre wag, gesing deur Jehandre Odendaal.
Lord, you are good. Your steadfast love endures forever and your faithfulness to all generations. As we come before you this morning, we thank you for the privilege we have to bring our nation before you. We call upon you, O God, as we intercede for South Africa. We bring from our leaders, Father God, right down to every citizen of this beautiful land before you. Father, that you would turn our hearts back to you. Father God, that you would bring us to repentance, bring us to our knees,
Jesus,
that we might acknowledge your lordship over our lives. Mm. Father God, this morning, as the news goes out, we have heard that, you know, there have been reports submitted to the president and all these things. Mm. There's a dark cloud that hangs over South Africa, over our government, Father God, over our institutions, over our schools, over our universities, oh God, over our communities, over our households. We pray for the light of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to move like a mighty rushing wind through our nation. As our parliament went up in flames, Father God, we pray that you come down with the power of God, with the power of your Holy Spirit, and restore, renew, and rebuild this beautiful country.
Jesus.
Father God, like the walls of Jerusalem laid broken, and the gates of Jerusalem were consumed by fire. As you stirred the heart of Nehemiah and brought him to tears when he heard of the state of his home country. Oh God, bring the nation of South Africa to the same place. Where our hearts bleed for one another.
Jesus.
Where our hearts bleed for every woman that is abused. Jesus. Where our hearts bleed for every child that is neglected. That our hearts bleed, oh God, that you will not be silent, that we will not stand aside where injustice takes place, but that you will stand in righteousness before God as a nation and call upon the name of Jesus this morning to intervene.
Jesus.
Lord, may our hearts turn back to you.
Yes,
may our leaders turn to you for guidance.
In Jesus' name.
Father God, may they not line their pockets, but may they bring peace and hope to this nation that needs so much from you. I pray for every household this morning that can hear the sound of my voice. Thank you, Father God, for a father that is coming back to you. A mother that finds a way back to the cross. A young man addicted, oh God, that finds salvation this morning. A young lady that's confused with who she is. She's coming back to you this morning. Thank you for restoration of broken marriage this morning. We know, Father God, that we have sinned. We know that we have made many things in our lives that is not of your will. This morning we have heard that we can call upon you as our Father. And like a father would come and surround his kids with their arms, with his arms, and envelop them and embrace them. Thank you that you embrace this nation today with your grace, with your mercy, with your love, and your forgiveness. We pray, O God, that you will establish your kingdom, establish your grace, and establish your dominion in this nation. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Gush, for that powerful release this morning. Luisteraars, dat was baie geseend. Die manier hoe die woord vir ons opgebreek was, die manier hoe die Onse Vader vir ons opgebreek was. ek gaan dit weer herhaal, ons lewe kan nie meer dieselfde wees. Laat dit nie, ons moet ernstig raak met die Here. Ons moet ernstige besigheid bedoel met die Here. Ons kan nie meer slap aankom in hierdie tyd nie. Ons het die Here nodig. En jy wat dalk vandag ingeskakel het en sê maar, ek het die Here so teleurgestel. Ek weet nie of daar eens meer hoop is nie. Ek wil vir jou sê, daar is hoop in Christus. Amen. Daar Amen. Is hoop in Christus. Sta net weer op uit daardie put van neerslagtigheid. En reik uit na die hand van die Here. Hy is vandag hier om jou aan te raak. As jy nog nie die Here in jou lewe het nie, daar het jy nou die gebed, die belydenisgebed gehoor. En ek weet dat iemand is diep geraak vandag. Iemand kom vandag na die Here toe. Nie later as vandag nie, Pastor Edwina. Vandag kom die Here deur vir iemand. Pastor Edwina, kan u net iets, enige iets met die luisteraars ook deel?
Geagte luisteraar, ek wil vanoggend vir u sê, ongeag wat gebeur in jou lewe, ongeag wat jy voel van môre, weet, jy kan net op die naam van die Here roep en hy sal jou help. Ongeag of jy nog nooit in die kerk gewees het, he. Maak nie saak of jy nie weet wat staan waar in die Bybel nie, maar weet net, ons is geskape deur ons hemelse Vader en hy roep ons terug van môre. Hy roep jou terug, hy ken jou naam, hy het geweet wie jy is, nog voordat jy in jou moederskoot was. So vanoggend, vat hy kans, sê net Here, gedink aan my. Soos daardie man wat langs ons liewe Jesus op die kruis gehang het. Hy het gesê, dink aan my as jy vandag in die paradys is. So vanmôre steek net jou hand uit en sê, Here, gedink aan my die sonder. En ons hemelse Vader is genadig. Hy sal jou ophelp, hy sal jou uit die moeras van sonde help.
Amen.
Hy sal jou witter was as sneeu. My liewe luisteraar, ongeag, daar is niks wat ons kan doen, wat die Here se genade van ons sal laat wegwyk nie. So vat die kansie vandag.
Amen.
En sê, Here, hier is ek in my swakheid. Help my. Amen.
Amen. Baie dankie, Pastor Edwina, dat jy ook vandag die luisteraars kan bemoedig. Nou ja, ek gee net weer Pastor Gershon se kontak besonderhede deur, want iemand het nou weer daar na gevra. En die nommer wat jy vir Pastor Gershon kan opkontak is 071-887-071. Ek herhaal 071-887-071. Gaan besoek hom ook daar op Facebook onder Gershon Tuis en ek spel dit vir u GERSCHEN. Sy van Tuis THYS. Baie dankie luisteraars, sy het gesê sy moet sy kontak besonderhede kry. En ek hoop jy het dit nou neergeskryf of sommer daar direk op die foon sommer net daarby gevoeg. Pastor Gush, kom ons gesels 'n bietjie. Let's speak about music before.
Yeah.
I'm going to release you and to encourage the listeners for the last time. Tell us a bit more about your music and where people can purchase this blessed CDs and anointed music.
Thank you so much, Lady PM. At this point in time, they are welcome to contact me. And they can get it from me directly. And so that's the best way.
Amen.
I think that's the best way. And we look forward to those calls.
Wonderful. Ja, gesels daar met Pastor Gershon is ook sy WhatsApp lyn. So is welkom om met hom te gesels. En as jy dalk net 'n bemoediging nodig het, u is meer as welkom. Ek wil net vinnig gou iets hier ingooi, Pastor Gush, aangesien ons nog tyd het voor ons voor die laaste bemoediging gaan gee. Net kortliks, vertel gou vir my, hoe het julle as paartjie mekaar ontmoet? Ek dink, mense moet ook bewus gemaak word van modelpaartjies wat huwelike betref. Ek weet net, dit kom nou net so sterk deur. Kijk hoe lekker lach het Wina nou. Ek weet nou nie, wie gaan nou eerste begin?
Moet ek sê, moet jy, okay. Ek kon nou het asof het gister is. Het was 'n maandag aand. Ons het daardie tyd toe ons was, toe ek jeugleier by die AG's kerk in Wesbank waar my ma en my pa die werk begin het en ons daardie tyd het ons maandag aan die jeug gehad. En tot op daai maandag aan het ek geweet dat pastoor en juffrou Baaitjies, is haar ouers,
ah,
het wel een dochter gehad nie, want sy het baie vastgewerk. En daar die maandag aan stap sy by die kerk in, en ek is nog bezig om te praat, en ek, my spraak het sommer nog geïnterrupt, want ek wil weet wie is die. Ek sê altyd vir haar, ek het geweet van die oomblik, sy is myne, en sy is wat die Here vir my ingestuur het, but en het was een bykie langer gevat, so 2 jaar, 1 jaar of wat later, begin ons praat, en toe hoor sy ook die stem van die Here. Amen. but the one thing that I can say is, when I prayed for a wife, when I prayed for a partner, I said, and remember I said earlier on that we can be prescriptive,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
I said, Lord, I want all those beautiful things. Sy moet mooi wees, prachtig is my vrou langs my. And I also said, you know, she must love the Lord, she must serve the Lord. But then I said, Lord, she must be able to bake bread. And whenever I share that story, people like her, I say, so that I know, that I know she's from you. And she can bear me out today in front of all the listeners, in front of you as well, Lady PM. What was one of the first questions I asked them when we became a little bit more serious? What did I ask you? Kan jy brood bak?
Kan jy brood bak?
Yeah. And so when she said yes, I said, that's it for me. I know that you are from the Lord. And today we are married 12 years.
Beautiful.
And it hasn't necessarily been the easiest of years, but God has been faithful. When you know that God has sent someone your way,
yes,
and placed that person in your life, you said earlier in my rib, ons is een, as mense vir my sien, sien hulle vir haar, as hulle vir haar sien, dan sien hulle vir my so. Hulle sal altyd vir haar, waar is jou vrou, of waar is jou man, want ons is altyd saam. And we share everything.
Wonderful.
Thank you for allowing me to share that, man. Ek is nou sommer van oor af verlief.
Ek kan nie nou al vir julle release nie, is al wat ek sê. Asseblief, julle kan nou gaan alleen verkeer en daar in die veld gaan stap of wat ook al. Want hier sê Pastor Gush, hy is nou van Ora verlief. Dit is vir my net so belangrik, luisteraars, dat ons toch hierdie ook moet, dit moet in mense wat al opgee op hulle huwelike. Onthou, as jy die Here vra,
amen.
Restore my marriage, herstel my huwelik. Hy is in staat om dit vir jou te doen. Hy is in staat om dit vir jou te doen. So as jy vandag ingeskakel is en jy sê, sjoe, ek het so nodig gehad om dit te hoor, dan wil ek regtig waar vir jou net bemoedig en sê, man, die Here is nog steeds in beheer.
Amen.
Hy is nog steeds in beheer van alles. Yes. Hy is die groot, ek is. Pastor Gish, hoe gaan dit, en Pastor Edwina, hoe gaan dit met die twee lieflike dogters van julle? Hulle is mos nou al seker, sjoe, groot.
Dit gaan verskrikkelijk goed met hulle. Ousus het nou die 20ste December 10 geword. En ek sê vir haar, weet jy, jy is nou 2 hande vol. Letterlik en figuurlik, want ons is so lief vir hulle.
Amen.
En dan, kleinsus is maar 7 jaar oud, maar sy dink sy 17.
Oh.
Maar hulle is baie lief vir die Here.
Amen.
Party Sondag voel hulle wil my help. Hulle kom help vir mamie en vir daddy op die stage, dan sing hulle saam.
Och,
en hulle worship en die hand is in die lig en hulle ervaar die Heilige Gees. So ek is baie dankbaar vir kinders wat saam met ons in die ministry staan.
Amen.
En wat nie skaam is en wat hier terug staan nie. En as die sonderskoolonderwijser op hulle knoppie druk, dan staan hulle bors vooruit en hulle gee die Here al die eer.
Amen. Train up a child in the way that Amen. He should go and he will not depart from it.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Baie dankie, Pastor Edwina, ja, ons sit vir jou ook bedag, lekker hier op die spot, maar baie dankie. Hier sê iemand, en ek wonder of julle kan raai wie dit is. Die persoon sê, goeiemôre uit Saudi, ek en Michelle kuier heerlik saam met julle Filippien.
Wow.
Edwin en Gershon bring soveel herinneringe terug. Be blessed.
Bless you, sir.
All the way from Saudi Arabia. Listen,
what a blessing.
Huis, wat a blessing om vandag vir julle vandag hier op koffiedate te hê. Man, goeie vriende en ek stem saam, goeie herinneringe. Ek speel so af en toe, dan speel ek nog steeds die CD. I've come to worship. En ek gaan dit definitief weer op die speellys sit. En dankie dat julle ingeskakel is. Saudi Arabia is in the house. Yes, praise God. Goeiemôre aan die PM en luisteraars. Groet in Jesus naam. Goeiedag aan die gaste in die ateljee. Sy is ingeskakel nou. Sy sê my dag is so bedrywig. Die Here seën u almal. Dankie Sy. Altyd so getrou. Al skakel jy ook later en ons weet Jy is baie werksaam, baie besig daar by Grote Skuur Hospitaal. Welkom, Shay. Kom ons luister na I Believe en dan kom ons terug, dan is dit amper tyd vir my gast om te groet en nog so 'n laaste bemoediging aan die luisteraars deur te gee. Kom ons luister na I Believe, gesing deur Ricardo en Siobhan.
You make your face to shine on me. You've turned my nights into day. You're the restorer of my life. Great is your mercy towards me. Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jehovah El Shaddai. What a wonder you are. I believe in you. All things are possible. And miracles you do, 'cause you love deep inside of me. Lord, I believe in you.
Sing deur niemand anders nie as Ricardo, Simon en sy suster Siobhan. Nou luisteraars, ons is amper aan die einde van die program, maar ek wil net nog so 'n boodskapie deurgee. Amen aan 'n godsvreesende egpaar. Ek wil voorbidding vra vir Jubilee en Jacobs in Parel Hospitaal na 'n vratsongeluk. Asseblief, baie dankie Lady PM en gaste. Pastor Gersh, Can you just please, please, please say a prayer for Jubilee and Jacobs?
Father God, we thank you that we can stand in the gap right now for Jesus Jubilee and Jacobs, Jesus Father God. Father God, that you might intervene and place your hand upon his life or her life today in the mighty name of Jesus. There's no distance in prayer, Father God. And as we declare this word right over her or his life this morning, we know that the power of God can move into that hospital room right now. So Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, touch that body that has been hurt through an accident. Here, ons glo in u verslag. Ons glo dat u is wie u is en u kan 'n wonder geskied oor hierdie persoon se lewe. So ons verklaar nou genesing volkome. Ons vra dat u herstelling bring in elke funksie van die liggaam en tot dit sal weer tot you will come to consciousness again, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Nou Pastor Gush, voordat ek vir u en die vrou gaan groet, wil ek tog net hê u moet net 'n laaste bemoediging gee aan ons luisteraars vir die jaar 22.
Amen. Beloveds, just to release you with a word as we go into the new year, and I would just like to say it was something that we focused on as well in our local assembly and ministry, was to say start to finish. As we start this year, make sure you finish the year. If you're starting in the Lord, finish in him. Finish strong. Seven things I just want to leave with you very quickly. And you can go and follow this up in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27. Number one, proceed. Get going. God has given you something. God has placed something over your life. It is time not just to know it, but to start running in it. Number two, pursue. Keep moving. Once you start on this journey, don't stop. Lady P can also say that many times ministry can be tough.
Yes.
But if God has called you, he will see you through. Don't stop moving. Prepare. Make sure that you spend time with the Lord. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in his word. That is how you train. That is how you strengthen your heart, your mind, and your words, that you might be able to have a word in and out of season. Perceive. Get focused. Know why you are running, who you are running for, and what are the stakes. You are running for the prize. Paul says that I press towards the mark of the high call. So you are running for that crown that is laid up in glory. Get energized about it. Get focused about it. Number six, get fruitful. Our lives with the Lord needs to produce. And so as we go into this year, as we have prayed the Our Father today, may there be fruit in your life, fruit in your marriage, fruit in your family, fruit in every aspect or sphere of your life. And lastly, never quit. Persist. It's a story that is told about this war back in the Greek times, where they won the war, and this soldier ran probably about from Balville, say, to Paul. And he didn't stop until he could get to the king and say, we won. Victory. And so you don't stop. Continue. Victory will be yours. God will deliver victory into your hand. Amen. It won't be easy. It will get tough. But don't stop running. Runners run because there's a prize to be won at the end of the day. Focus on the prize. Amen. The prize of glory. God bless you.
Amen. Focus on the prize of glory. Shoo, baie dankie Pastor Gershon en baie dankie Pastor Edwina vir die tyd wat julle vandag kom uitkoop het hier om iemand se lewe te verander. Ek bid dat dit wat julle nog vir die Here wil doen, dat hy daardie julle wense vervul, dat hy vir julle gee die begeertes van julle hart. I pray that you will always walk under an open heaven. In Jesus' name, multiplied blessings unto both of you today. And thank you so much for blessing the listeners today. We need to have you back. You can just greet the listeners before I say goodbye.
Listeners, be blessed. And may the Lord bless and keep you and make his face shine upon you.
Amen.
It was a privilege to share with you today. And I pray that, as we have said, this day, God will bless you in abundance, far above, exceedingly above anything that you can ask, think, or imagine.
Amen.
Thank you, Lady PM. It was wonderful being with you. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless each and every one of you and this radio station.
And we receive.
God bless you. Amen.
In Jesus' name. What a blessed time we had in the presence of the Lord. Daar is niemand soos die Here nie, luisteraars. En ek wil julle vandag bemoedig. bemoedig. Moenie opgee op wat die Here in jou lewe kan doen nie. As jy vandag uitgeput voel, as jy vandag voel ek kan nie meer aangaan nie, dan kom Jesus met die uitnodiging. Kom, kom, kom na my toe. Almal wat bemoeid en belas is en ek sal julle rus gee. Mag julle vandag die rus van die Here ervaar. Mag julle vandag in sy rus instap. Ek weet julle het hierdie program. Ek weet dit was weer uit die hemel uit. En julle kan natuurlik ook as vir die wat dit dalk nou gemis geloop het of wat dalk nou net ingeskakel het, daar gaan 'n uitsending wees, daar gaan 'n podcast wees. U kan nou dat die potgooi weer gaan luister. Gaan net daar na kapsekansel.co.za, klik dan en gaan search vir Coffee Date met Filippine en julle kan weer luister as julle dalk net na 'n rukkie miskien weer mismoedig voel of iets kom op julle pad wat die vyand julle net wil kom julle rustigheid wil versteur, julle gees wil versteur, dan wil ek vandag vir jou sê gaan luister weer na hierdie boodskap van die Onse Vader. Pastor Gush, thank you so much and may you have a safe journey back to the United States of Kyles River.
Thank you. God
bless you. Dis fair. Baie dankie. Julle het ons ryklik geseën. Luisteraars, ja, amper tyd om vir julle totsiens te sê, maar nog wonderlike programme wat voorlê. Everyday Living deur Joyce Meyer en dan het ons ook vir Pastors Lindiwe en Bongani, wag, ek eers dit reg kry. Pastors Lindiwe en Bongani Msibi, wat ook vir julle vandag gaan seën. So bly in en dan het ons vir Kima Stander ook later op leefstyl, so teen 1:00 se kant en wees net in afwagting vir wat die Here nog vandag in julle lewe gaan doen. Van my kant af, 'n voorspoedige nuwe jaar. Ek wil dit weer vir jou toewens. Van Pastor Gers se kant af,
voorspoedige nuwe jaar.
Van Pastor Edwina,
voorspoedige nuwe jaar.
Daar sy luisteraars. Volgende week het ek vir Dr. Don Burke in die huis wat ook vir julle gaan seën, wat 'n profetiese woord gaan loslaat. So belangrik dat ons in die woord bly, dat die woord ons altyd stig. So van my kant af, 'n geseënde Woensdag vir julle en hou julle vlam aan die brand. Wees waaksaam, net soos daardie waaksame maagde in die Bybel. Hou jou brand, hou jou koninkryks lamp aan die brand.
Amen.
Tot 'n volgende keer van my kant af, die Here seën en kyk uit na nog pragtige, pragtige programme wat voorlê. Love you.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.